This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, April 27th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. In past shows, we've discovered how laughter, volunteering, speaking with strangers, and other activities that we usually don't consider as activities that would add to our overall health and longevity actually do that. Studies have shown it to be so. Today, it's World Healing Day. Those who celebrate this day often do yoga, Reiki, Tai Chi, meditation, laughter therapy, and or many other mind-body practices. The day is celebrated in at least 80 countries. It encourages us to share in a vision for global health and healing. From time to time, we each may struggle with mental or physical health challenges and seek ways to get back to a state of well-being. In addition to modern medicine from our doctors, we can explore ways to heal all aspects of ourselves, our mind, our body, and our spirit. There are numerous paths to our wellness beyond exercise and eating well. We also can explore self-healing techniques that can benefit both our emotional and physical health. When we make them part of our daily routine, over time, they can contribute to our happiness, our resilience, and our well-being. It's recommended we start by healing ourselves with self-compassion. That means we should be kind to ourselves so that we navigate smoothly through our day, and we're as forgiving to ourselves when we make a mistake as we would be to another. Since much of our healing happens when we're asleep, and a lack of good sleep can contribute to a higher level of stress hormone, it's important that we work towards 7 to 8 hours rest. We can also self-heal by breathing. It's deep breathing, and it activates our parasympathetic nervous system and helps us reduce our stress. Try breathing in for a count of four. Hold for a count of four. Exhale for a count of four, and hold again for a count of four. Repeat. It's healing. Meditation, listening to soothing music, or practicing a relaxing activity can all help in self-healing. Believe it or not, being kind to another person has been shown to deliver a variety of health benefits. Tomorrow, it's Global Pay It Forward Day, and its aim is to foster kindness and generosity. The concept is simple. Whenever we're shown a kindness, pay it forward by showing a kindness to others, and there to do the same, leading to a selfless ripple of kindness. Lady Gaga said, "I've been searching for a way to heal myself and found kindness is the best way." Unsurprisingly, doing good has been shown to have healing benefits. Whether we exercise self-kindness or we're selflessly kind to another, there are benefits. Our stress is reduced, as are anxiety and depression. Our heart health is improved. Doing and experiencing acts of kindness, random or structured, like volunteering, cuts our danger of dying by up to 44%. When we act in service to others without regard of our own benefit, we're exhibiting altruistic behavior. And no matter how small our action, it's not wasted. Research shows when we do kind things for others, we lower our stress hormone, cortisol. We each have the capacity to take charge of our health and do what it takes to be our best. On this World Healing Day, we can resolve to do what we can for ourselves and for others to be well. And when we add in acts of kindness, we speak a universal language that brings us all together, regardless of our age, our ethnicity, our religion, or our identity. By practicing acts of kindness, we're gifting ourselves a healthier, happier life, one with the production of the good-feeling hormones serotonin and dopamine. We also are getting endorphins, that free, natural pain relief. So let's recognize and explore World Healing Day. Let's embrace kindness as one element of that healing day. And tomorrow, let's be kind to one another on Pay It Forward Day. We'll feel good and pay it forward, and we'll watch kindness multiply and see how small acts can have huge impact. We each can inspire a chain reaction of kindness. Today, you're from a woman's perspective team has that intention. They're volunteering to share their knowledge and experience with anyone listening who wishes to take charge of their health and their life and be empowered to make informed decisions with no regret. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Christine the health coach. We'll talk relationships with our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and get smart real estate solutions from Sharon Parenteau, and accessibility tips from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, and I'll be your wardrobe doctor. So after one important message about organ donation, we'll get started with a conversation with financial planner Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial joins us to help us learn how to best make our money work for us. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you for having me this morning, and I hope your day turns out to be really good. I was really curious about your opening because it really goes to the heart of what money and financial planning can do for people. The whole idea of wellness and paying forward is at the core of financial planning. If you don't feel good about your money, then you could be beset with anxiety. And frequently, worries about money can really paralyze somebody. It can lead to either you have an inability or believe you have an inability to do things, or you have a feeling of helplessness. And for some people, they might seek refuge in the embrace of spontaneous consumption because buying something makes them feel good. And both of those thoughts can be ruinous for your well-being. Let me give you an example, and it's kind of like it started out being a bad example and then turns out to be pretty good. So I recently went to see a client, been a client for a long time, lovely couple, nice home, responsible, son that's doing well. He's disabled, and he can't work, and his anxiety levels were through the roof. Unfortunately, they have some debt. They have a mortgage against their house, and they are worried about the impact of the rising mortgage costs because they had a variable mortgage on their financial well-being. Well, we got talking about some of the changes they wanted to make. They wanted to get out of the GTA. They wanted to look at going to another community. He was worried about whether his health issues were going to be debilitating. He worried that the same thing that impacted his father would impact him. Between the conversation with him and his wife was fantastic because she was able to give him positive perspectives on his well-being and how his health issues were already starting to improve. And when we did the math on making some fundamental changes, I basically said to him, if you wanted to retire now, you can. If you make the changes you want to make, you can retire now. And the burden that came off his shoulders was palpable. And at the end, he was smiling. He had a sense of his, to go in your opening, he didn't feel that he was well. And he had a feeling that he would never be able to pay it forward and give his son a good start. In fact, he can. By just getting a really good perspective on where he really is and not where he feared he was. And the whole idea of wellness and paying forward is to get clarity and understanding of where you are. And I felt really gratified to be able to give him that positive perspective as opposed to having live with be subject to his own sense of anxiety.
Well, when we met, you explained how you keep in touch with your clients and you make sure that they're on the path that gives them peace of mind. And when things need adjusting, you discuss it with them and you work forward. And it sounds like here it was a healing experience to have you, Kevin Giffen, as the financial planner. It's important that people are able to understand that they can feel good about their money and about their life, but sometimes it takes an expert to shed light on exactly the right path. If people want your help, Kevin, just to understand whether they're doing the right thing and so that they can feel good about their money, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-708-6229, or you can drop me a line to kgiffen@fullcirclefinancial.ca, and would love to hear from somebody if they have questions, and we can take it from there.
Kevin's now listed on the sponsor expert list under marylins.ca on radio, and his number, his direct number, is 416-708-6229. Rather than sit quietly and worry and be depressed about things, find a right path, and you can have that path with Full Circle Financial Advice, Kevin Giffen, 416-708-6229. It'll cost you nothing but a little time, and I think it'll be well worth it. Kevin, thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Marilyn, thank you, and enjoy your day.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we spoke about some chemicals that are typically affecting our health or could affect our health, and these are chemicals that we're exposed to on a regular basis through cleaning supplies. And this week I wanted to talk a little bit about some alternatives that we can use in our home, some natural products. So just with a few easy steps, we can actually whip up a batch of an all-purpose surface cleaner that contains zero phthalates, so zero chemicals and zero artificial fragrances. So all we need to do is actually take some distilled white vinegar, and that contains acetic acid, and dissolve and basically mix it with an equal part of distilled water, and you're all set. And essentially you can add some natural organic essential oils, things like lemon juice, for example, or even some natural essential oils that you can get at a health food store. And you can lightly mist your surfaces, for example, to wipe it clean with a microfiber cloth. So this is a great way to start to clean your house without using any chemicals. When we think of natural home fragrances, I always encourage patients to look for candles made of natural waxes, things like beeswax, and scented with essential oils. Again, what we're trying to do is reduce that exposure to chemical scents. When we think of plastic, for example, many patients will use Tupperware, for example, to put their lunches in, but really we want to opt for glass over plastic. Ceramic is another safe option for storing food, but the less plastic we're exposed to, the less bisphenol A, which is an endocrine disrupting chemical that we are also exposed to. Improving air quality is also important, so, you know, we can basically open our windows, use plants, for example. They have great air filtering qualities that can really help to freshen our home. Basically, in summary, we want to reduce our exposure to harsh chemicals, and especially those that are endocrine-disrupting, hormone-disrupting chemicals. And if people have any questions about those kinds of things, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you have health issues and you want to get to the source of them naturally, remember the name Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. Call 905-707-2001 and ask for your free consultation. That's Dr. Betty Rosendahl, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to explain more about how we each can hear our best everywhere, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. World Healing Day. What a concept. This concept can be taken and interpreted in so many ways. I think every person should consider what they need to feel in order to feel better and ultimately heal themselves. In my case, I regularly do whatever it takes to feel pain less than I do normally. In 2015, I was in a car accident where I suffered whiplash, and my neck and my shoulders have never been the same since. I regularly visit the chiropractor for treatments, but relief is only temporary. I've tried many forms of pain management, sleep accessories, strengthening exercises, and the list goes on. I've come to terms that this pain that I have is a long-term situation, but my quest to find anything to help me feel better is also a long-term situation. I have not given up on myself, and neither should you. Whatever you may be going through, giving up is not an option. This includes hearing well, which brings me to my story about a man named Mike. Mike has been one of my long-term patients, and Mike has a pretty significant hearing loss. Mike's primary issue is clarity of words in most situations. Mike feels like there might not be a solution for him to hear better, even with hearing aids. But Mike hasn't fully experienced the new technologies and the available accessories yet. Mike is booked to see me this coming week, and I can't wait to have him listen to some of our new equipment. I think this might just change his outlook. So, if you have a hearing loss and you're feeling exhausted at trying to hear people, or perhaps you have some hearing aids that feel like they aren't quite up to the task of helping you hear your best, know that there are always alternatives and options out there for you to try. Just don't give up.
Well, Edmund, I've sent you people who've told me they've tried everything and you're a last resort, and they don't go there thinking you can help. And then I get phone calls and happy stories saying, you know, he sat down, he listened, he gave me my hearing test. I was going to say played, but you don't play with the hearing aids. You actually work on them. And at the end, when I put my hearing aids in my ear, I could actually hear the way I wanted to hear, and it changed my life. And it's not just one person who said that to me. So I thank you for helping the listeners who actually take you up on having a hearing assessment and persevering to find the right person, that's you and your team, to make their hearing aids work. Thank you for that, Edmund.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Marilyn.
The other thing is, you always told me that you explore hearing aids from all sources. You don't sell just one brand. And hearing technology is always changing. I gather there's new technology that we don't even know about yet that you're exploring. So if someone is having difficulties, what do you recommend that they do as a first step?
Well, always first step is have a hearing test done. And that is quite a simple procedure. It's a measurement of your ability to hear, both with respect to tones as well as with respect to speech. And speech being the holy grail of what we do, we always explore and find out what would be the best equipment for you, because there is no such thing as a one-size-fits-all type of hearing aid. We always have to find the right hearing aid for the right person. And so there's a little bit of a custom tailoring that has to happen for each and every person.
Well, I like that custom tailoring. When it comes to custom tailoring for hearing aids, if you're having problems or you want to explore the world of hearing aids, then have the perfect guide, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto and his team. Edmund, the number we can reach you at?
The best number to reach me at is 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Whether you have hearing aids you want to have adjusted, any kind of problem, just give Edmund a call, have the conversation, and learn what your options are. 416-754-4327, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Thank you, Edmund, and we'll speak again next week. And a shout out to Mike. I hope he hears us clearly today.
Thanks, Marilyn.
It's not always easy to meet someone new, but when you're ready to do so, that's when you can use an experienced matchmaker with a high success rate. Here, on From a Woman's Perspective, we call her Cupid. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I thought I'd tell you a little bit about June. And June came to us, she said, you know, I have a terrible picker. I'm terrible at picking people. I always end up in the same kind of relationship. And I said, well, you know, that's one of the things that hiring a matchmaker does for you is we become like your advocate and we can steer you towards people that are not the same as you have been dating. So we did the interview, and during the interview process, she was busy telling me about how she's attracted to people that end up being emotionally unavailable or they don't have any time for her. And so we talked about what she was looking for, and she said, you know, I really need somebody who's like a mover, a shaker. I need a doctor, or I need a lawyer, or I need somebody who's very, very successful. And everything she described, she needed somebody who was good-looking, somebody who her friends would be impressed by. I call them shiny people, so you're looking for somebody shinier than you are. And so we talked a little bit about that, and I said, so why are you looking for this person that is going to make you as miserable as all the other relationships you've been in? Because you're choosing people that are tend to work a lot, they tend to never be home. And the thing that you told me about that didn't work in your last relationships is people weren't available for you. And now you want to do the same thing all over again. So we had to talk a lot about that, and it was very hard for her to kind of let go of that idea that she needed these really high-status individuals in order to be happy. And I said, you need to stop worrying about what other people think about the person you're with. Does this person make you happy? Or are they going to make you happy? Because I can find you somebody like that. She's a very attractive woman. I said, I can certainly find you a doctor or a lawyer or one of these high-status individuals. But you're going to be right back to me. And I'm happy to have your money every couple of years. But is that really what you want? Is that what's going to make you happy? Because every time you go through one of these marriages or relationships that doesn't work out, it's really hard on you. you'd be much better off being with somebody who is sort of more of a regular person, more like you, that has the time to be in a relationship, has the time to invest in you, who adores you and is ready to put you first before work or before any of these other kind of activities.
Well, June sounds like someone who appreciates your coaching, and that will put her on the right path. Is she with someone now?
She's dating right now, and I think she's listening to me.
So a shout out to June. And if someone wants to talk to you about what they think they need and find out if maybe they need something else or exactly what you have to offer, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call. If you're calling from Toronto, 416-777-6302. If you're calling from elsewhere in the province, you can use our toll-free number at 1-877-334-9041. Our website is mistyriverintros.com. You can book a free consultation online there, or you can read more about the dating advice blogs that I've written on there. I do cover a lot of sort of my philosophy around dating and matchmaking on there, so you're welcome to read through that as well.
Cupid has lots of experience and a success rate of 75% for people over 70. All it takes is one conversation to get you started. If you're curious and you're ready to meet someone new, why not call Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions? I'll repeat her numbers. Toll free 1-877-334-9041. Or locally, 416-777-6302. And you can have immediate gratification because they'll be open at 10. That's Misty River Introductions, Linda Miller. Ask your questions, get your answers, and then meet the right person. Thank you, Linda, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm really excited to be here because we are just finishing National Immunization Awareness Week. This is an annual event that's held in the last week of April to highlight and recognize the importance of immunization. Canada has National Immunization Awareness Week. Other countries have Vaccination Week in the Americas, and there is World Immunization Week, and it's all happening now. And really what we believe is that nobody should be left behind when it comes to protecting the future of their health and that of their families, their friends, their communities. And so when we're talking about immunization, we're talking about staying up to date with all different kinds of immunization, depending on your age and your risk factors. Pregnant women may need different things than someone who's not pregnant, even in the same age group. And what we know is by making confident vaccination decisions, by creating and providing evidence-based, up-to-date resources, Immunize Canada and National Immunization Awareness Week is helping to promote the health of Canadians. And you know, Marilyn, I would put it even more simply. I would say that immunization for me is all about independence. Independence from getting sick, independence from ending up in hospital, independence that lets you still live in the community and not in some kind of long-term care facility. Because these diseases are killers. And even if they don't kill you, they are life-altering. So go speak to your family doctor or your pharmacist or your nurse practitioner, public health. There's lots of different people involved with immunization, but this is the week to pay attention.
Well, again, very, very solid advice and clear language. Dr. Vivian Brown, her book is available in bookstores across Canada. It's a Canadian bestseller. It's on Amazon. It's on drvivianbrown.com. And really, when you want to make sense of medical advice, if you want things in clear language and you want to take charge of your health, remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. Ask for it at your local bookstore and they'll order it in if they don't have it. And of course, I always have signed copies and you can order them through me by calling me directly at Marilyn Weston at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for pointing us in the right direction when it comes to immunization. I think we need to hear that message more often.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, is here to give us smart realty solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. In my work as a downsizing realtor, I encounter clients who have amassed boxes and boxes of papers over the years. Sometimes they keep papers out of an abundance of caution, worrying that their accountant or the taxman or woman will require documents of some sort in the future. Sometimes they keep papers out of nostalgia, receipts and certificates and school notebooks as souvenirs of the happy past. And sometimes they keep papers because they have simply forgotten what was in those boxes stacked in the basement or closet. In our booklet, The Decluttering Battle Plan, I caution against getting mired in paper sorting, especially when you have a bigger concern with clutter throughout your home. That said, there is a time and place to deal with paper clutter because not every document is worth keeping. For example, did you know that most of the time there's no reason to keep your utility bills longer than a year? Or bank statements for that matter. As long as you've reconciled your statement items and checked that the charges are correct, these can be safely disposed of next calendar year. Perhaps you've heard that you need to retain income tax returns for 7 years. Fact or fiction? Fact. Yes, keep your returns and the supporting documents for 7 years, and then these too can be chucked. Good riddance, I say. You might ask, are there documents that I should keep indefinitely? Yes, there is a small list of documents you should retain, such as birth, death, marriage and divorce certificates, wills, vehicle and property titles, annual investment statements, and a few other documents. If you've been listening to this list of documents and thinking, my gosh, I have a ton of documents that I really don't need cluttering up my home anymore, we've got a solution for you. Of course we do. It's in our name, Smart Realty Solutions. In 2 weeks, we are hosting our community paper shredding and chat fundraising event. This is an opportunity for listeners to bring their documents for secure while you wait shredding. There's no charge for the shredding, but we do collect cash donations, all of which we deliver to CHATS headquarters. For those of you who don't know, CHATS stands for Community Housing and Transportation for Seniors, and it's a charitable organization that provides programs and services to enhance the lives of seniors and their caregivers. Our shredding event will be taking place Saturday, May 11th, in three locations, Richmond Hill, Aurora, and Markham. For more information or to register, please visit our website, smartrealtysolution.com, or call me, Sharon, at 416-460-5636. You can bring your documents. Don't worry about staples or regular paper clips and watch them being shredded. It's so fun. And after that, the fiber will be recycled into TP just a few days later. reclaim your living space, help seniors live independently, and help the environment. That's what I love, Marilyn, a win-win-win situation. And if you can't make it to our fundraising event on the 11th, we still have free downloadable resources to help you deal with paper clutter. We have our paper clutter cheat sheet and our larger workbook, the Decluttering Battle Plan, both of which can be requested online or by making a call. The number to reach me, again, is 416-460-5636.
Well, you're a perfect fit for the From a Woman's Perspective team. We all believe in win-wins and even win-win-wins, which are better. And this sounds like it's one of those triple headers. We're helping seniors, we're helping the environment, we're helping ourselves, and actually, we're actually helping you, Sharon, because you are getting the reward of doing a good deed when you're volunteering. If anyone wants the Decluttering Battle Plan, I guess we go to your website. Is that how it would happen?
That's right. They can do that and request it online at smartrealtysolution.com, or they can call me and I'll send them a paper copy.
And I have the number. If you're interested in doing a good deed for the environment, for seniors, for yourself, then you most certainly can take part in this fundraising Saturday, May 11th. For details about that, or to get the Decluttering Battle Plan booklet from Sharon, one number will do it. Give her a call, Sharon Parenteau. She's our downsizing realtor, 416-460-5636. That's 416-460-5636. And Sharon, I believe that I am going to load my car with all the papers that are hanging around here, and I'll be doing my spring cleaning and doing a good deed as well. I'll see you in two Saturdays.
Wonderful. I look forward to it. Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you for being part of the team, and thank you for having good help for people who want to downsize and declutter.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. One way to start healing is to practice self-compassion. In other words, be kind to yourself. Over the years, I've had many women stand in front of a full-length mirror and see nothing good about themselves. And it was my job to dress them, to help them showcase what I saw and who they expressed to me they were in such a way that they could look great and feel good as well. Darlene's a good example of this. Darlene, 5'1", shoulder-length auburn hair, beautiful green eyes, a warm smile, and a very direct individual when I finally met her. She explained she was an executive and most senior team member at a PR agency. She spoke clearly and was focused on getting a wardrobe that would help her connect with all her 20 and 30-something employees. She explained that she'd come from a banking background and was most comfortable in tailored suits and pumps, and they were her mainstay. However, it didn't fit into this creative, young vibe atmosphere. Her team wore mostly jeans and black and white t-shirts, and occasionally threw on a casual jacket or cardigan. I explained to Darlene the person I saw when I met her. She's a competent, direct individual who exuded kindness and warmth, but who was focused and determined to get things done. She cared about building relationships with her team and was willing to change her image to do so. So we spent some time and ended up with a smartly casual wardrobe. A slim black pant, a straight leg dark jean, a black V-neck tee, a white short sleeve top, a jade green t-shirt that had a black trim, and it just made her eyes pop, and a leather black blazer, and a white shirt big enough to serve as a shirt and also as an easy jacket. To add to this, we added a knee-length pencil skirt in black, so she had 8 pieces of clothing and could mix and match and achieve up to 24 changes. It would be her starter kit. To add a little spice, we added a stack of bracelets for one wrist and numerous fine chain necklaces to frame her face. A pair of simple hoop earrings completed the picture. The objective was to keep the key pieces simple but add some status and authority with the jacket and with the accessories. Darlene looked fabulous when we were done, and she said that she felt marvelous. Her look was ageless, sophisticated, and simple. Her demeanor and her clothes combo gave her credibility and confidence, and she looked as if she would fit into the milieu she was working in. Why did I share this story? Well, when Darlene described herself on the phone before we met, she said, "I'm short. I wear suits. I look dowdy. I don't fit in, and I'm not comfortable, and my hips are too big." There wasn't one positive comment. In her new look, Darlene stood in front of my full-length mirror. Her green eyes popped in her green top, and she got eye contact with the accessories framing her face, regardless of what she was wearing. Her slim bottoms, worn with the easy tops, balanced her body. I asked Darlene to look in the mirror and to be friendly with herself. Pretend the reflection was a stranger entering the room. Darlene saw a new her, one that showcased her positives. We all can dress appropriately to our lifestyle, and when we're kind to ourselves, we focus on our best qualities and highlight them. We can conceal what we feel is necessary, but when we're kind to ourselves, we dress to look our best, and we express all of ourselves, what's in our heart, what's in our mind, and also we dress our body. So when you dress to feel that you're in a second skin, you're comfortable, and there's no need to fuss or bother or look in a mirror during the course of your day. Once you go out the door, you're done. So make sure when you dress that you look good and you'll feel great. It's healing to dress to look your best and express yourself with a wardrobe that speaks for you. It does its job and you'll have no regrets. And yes, 8 pieces of clothing can give you 24 changes. If you have any questions about wardrobe or image, you're welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, and I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor and guide you. Just give me a call at 416-504-677. We'll chat and I'll gladly help you. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and you'll continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective, exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Muscles weaken with aging. You can expect to lose muscle size and strength as you age. Between 40 and 50 years of age, the average person loses more than 8% of their muscle size. This loss increases to 15% per decade after age 75. The people who lose the most muscle usually are the least active, exercise the least, and are the ones who die earliest. Older people who lose the most muscle are 4 times more likely to be disabled, having difficulties walking, and need walkers and other mechanical devices to help them walk. Your muscles are made up of thousands of muscle fibers, just as a rope is made up of many strands. Every muscle fiber is innervated by a single nerve fiber. With aging, you lose nerves. And when you lose a nerve attached to a muscle fiber, that muscle fiber is lost also. A 20-year-old person may have 800,000 muscle fibers in the muscle in front of his upper leg. But by age 60, that muscle would have only had about 250,000 fibers. For a 60-year-old to have the same strength as a 20-year-old, the average muscle fiber needs to be 3 times as strong as a 20-year-old's muscle fibers. You cannot stop this loss of the number of muscle fibers with aging, but you can enlarge each remaining muscle fiber and slow down the loss of strength by exercising muscles against progressive resistance. It's never too late to get started on an exercise program. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, to register for my complimentary 1-week group training.
It's important to stay active and keep our muscles. You can do that with the help of Christine as your health coach. A complimentary week is yours. All it takes is a phone call and a conversation. 416-809-4084. That's Christine, the health coach. 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine. I look forward to learning from you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And this week, I just wanted to tell the people who's listening about Greater Toronto Accessibility, because sometimes people don't know our full line of services. I just wanted to make sure everybody is aware of it. So our company's been in business for the last 13 years, renovating spaces to make them accessible. It could be commercial, but mainly for residential in your home. So if you're stuck at home now and you're looking at your bathroom and you're looking to make renovations, make it more accessible, like you can't get into your bathtub anymore, it's becoming too difficult to get in and out, we can actually remove the tub, put in a walk-in shower, barrier-free, no step, and we can do this throughout your entire bathroom, whether we widen the door, put in accessible toilets or accessible vanities. That's our specialty. It doesn't stop there. We also do kitchen renovations and basement renovations. So anywhere within the house, we renovate. And we do a great job of it, like I said, with 13 years of experience and licensed trades. We know what we're doing and we love what we're doing. And I just wanted to mention that we also do standard renovations as well. It's not just limited to accessibility, but it is our forte. So if you are in any type of situation where you can't get in and out of your house, we have solutions for that as well. We can build your ramp. We have lifts. If you're having trouble getting up and down your stairs at home, we deal with stair lifts. So those are the systems where you take a seat and it lifts you to the top. You take a nice little ride. So we're well connected in the industry and we can help navigate you through the system. So don't feel like you're stuck at home. If you have any problems, think of Greater Toronto Accessibility for your next renovation.
Well, Daniel, lots of people have nightmare stories about renovations and contractors who take deposits and run away. And the fact that you have a history and people who recommend you and a lovely website with stories that really pictures are worth a thousand words, right? So you have those pictures of wonderful spaces that are accessible as well. As you said, accessibility is your forte. I know that you do a total home safety check and a bathroom check. Maybe you can just tell us a little about that.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to get started if you are interested, because they do come to the home and we can do a full assessment of top to bottom of your house, or we can zone into certain areas. So this is a full assessment. As I said, it comes with a full written report. It comes with pictures and I'll give you pricing so you know how much things are going to cost. So let's say you want to renovate your bathroom. I'll make a design. I'll give you a cost of what it's going to take to do it, and you'll have it all in this document. I like to call it your roadmap to the future, so you can implement these plans tomorrow or you can implement them in 5 to 10 years from now. But knowing the possibilities in the place that you love most, which is your home, you need to know what's available, what you can do, so when the time comes to renovate, you know you have a plan in place, and that's what this Total Home Safety Check is all about.
And how much is this home safety check? I've heard companies charge $1,000 to do a little plan.
No, not that much. We charge $89.95 for the assessment, and it comes with that package. So pretty good price.
And how long before we get an appointment if we called you, let's say, later today?
So we're booking into the next week, so pretty quickly you can book yourself an appointment and we'll come out within a week.
So if you're worried about something in your home not doing its job correctly, maybe it's your bathroom, maybe it's access to your yard, maybe it's access to your front door, whatever it is, a total home safety check will point out the deficits and give you a course of action. Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility. And Daniel, what about a show special before I finish off and give you a number?
Yeah, so I'd like to give it away for free this week for the first three callers. So you won't have to pay for this assessment. Just be one of the first three callers and call me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. The first three callers will get a total home safety check at no charge, but even at $89.95, it is a bargain. You'll have a roadmap for the future. You'll know what it costs you, and you'll be able to deal with someone who does it once and does it right. That's Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility. 647-206-6409. Daniel, thank you for that, and I look forward to a happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn. I'll have one for you.
It's a perfect combo, World Healing Day and International Pay It Forward Day. When we focus on finding our best path to healing ourselves and being healthy, and we include being kind as a daily activity, then we'll get up each day with a sense of purpose to be kind. Research shows that those with a sense of purpose have a 46% lower risk of mortality, as well as more optimism and less loneliness. Pay It Forward gained momentum in 2007 when a novel by Katherine Ryan Hyde brought the concept to our attention. But the concept has existed for far longer. It existed in biblical times, and it was the key plot element in a comedy in 316 BC. It was a Greek comedy called Discolus by Meander. We each can find our unique path to heal ourselves and also include being kind each and every day, starting right now. Definitely, we can start tomorrow on Global Pay It Forward Day. Let's resolve to perform random acts of kindness. It's rewarding. A smile, a compliment, a thoughtful action like holding a door open can change a person's entire mood and put a smile on their face. And then perhaps they can find a way to pay it forward. Our random acts of kindness cost us nothing, and they reward us with healing benefits. Our actions speak loudly. As Mark Twain said, kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. We each can focus on healing ourselves, and by using kindness as part of our cure, we can heal others as well. So let's resolve to seek the best path to heal what ails us, and at the same time live the pay it forward concept each and every day. Together, we can make a better world, one filled with millions of actions of kindness that create a continual chain reaction, because we can see the good in one another. My dad, Oscar, often traveled for selling trips. He was dressed when he left in a tailor-made suit, a fedora, and an overcoat. He returned in a pair of jeans and a pullover. My mother looked at him and asked him what happened. My dad explained he'd met a man, a newcomer, who was just his size and he needed his clothes for a job interview. So my dad gave him what he was wearing for the job interview. Literally, he gave him the shirt off his back and he smiled sheepishly. I hope the recipient of my dad's kindness got the job and paid his good fortune forward. Let's try to remember our actions can change another's life. And with that in mind, I'll say goodbye and thank you for today. Thank you to all the service providers, all the healthcare workers, and the caregivers. And thank you to Duncan Ian and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. and a very, very special thank you to you for joining us today and for reaching out during the week and sharing your thoughts and ideas. I really appreciate it. Please know all the From a Woman's Perspective team is here for anyone who wishes to take charge of their life. We'll gladly answer any questions and share our knowledge and experience. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. Just look to the right, it says On Radio, and there's a heading, and Archived Shows is there as well, and the sponsor expert list is there. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to call me, Marilyn Weston. My direct number, 416-504-6777. Have a great day, a fulfilling week as you pay it forward and work on healing whatever ails you. Please plan to join me and your team here again next Saturday morning at 8, when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. And remember, each of us can be kind, and each of us hold the key to unlock the heart of others. So let's do it. Let's be kind, and let's pay it forward. Bye again.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.